Welcome to Lesson 11 of How to Understand the Quran series. After finishing this lesson, you will have learned roughly 65% of all the vocabulary in the Holy Quran. And at this stage, you've learned around 300 words in total. So it is very important to practice this knowledge by reading the Holy Quran and trying to remember the meaning of words regularly. So if you've missed the previous lessons, make sure to check them out before proceeding with this lesson. Today's list contains miscellaneous words that don't really belong to a certain category. So let's get started. And the first word is wajh, and the plural is wujuh, and it means face and faces. And we see these words used in the Holy Quran in these examples. اذهبوا بقميصي هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي يأتي بصيرا. And as for the plural, which is wujuh, we see it used in this example.
يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه.
Next is the word أبصار, and it means sights or vision, like in this example.
لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير.
Next is صدر, which means chest. It could also be used to refer to what is in the chest as a reference to the heart. And we see it used in this example.
كتاب أنزل إليك فلا يكن في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به.
Next is قلب. And the plural is قلوب, and it means heart and hearts. And we see them used in these examples.
ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Next is نفس, which means soul. We see it used in this example.
وما كان لنفس أن تموت إلا بإذن الله كتابا مؤجلا.
Next word is روح, and it means soul or spirit. We see it used in these examples.
ويسألونك عن الروح قل الروح من أمر ربي.
Next is قوة, and قوة means power or strength. We see it used in this example.
وأعدوا لهم ما استطعتم من قوة ومن رباط الخيل ترهبون به عدو الله.
Next are the words ناس and قوم, and both of these words mean the same thing, and that is people. We see them used in these examples.
أَكَانَ لِلنَّاسِ عَجَبًا أَنْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنْهُمْ.
Mixed example.
كَذَلِكَ نَجِزِ الْقَوْمَ الْمُجِرِمِينَ.
Next is the word أُمَّة, and the plural is umam, and it means community and communities. We see them used in these examples.
وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ.
Next example.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَى أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ.
Next is the word insan, and it means human. We see it used in this example.
يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا.
Next is the word مَلَأ, and it means leaders or chiefs. And we see it used in this example.
قَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ.
The next word is عَبْد, and the plural is عِبَاد, and it means slave and slaves. And we see them used in these examples.
وَإِن كُنتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَى عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ.
Next is عَدُو, and the plural is أعداء, and it means enemy and enemies. And we see them used in these examples.
وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ.
Next is مُجْرِمِين, and it means guilty or unrighteous. And we see it used in this example.
وَكَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ وَلِتَسْتَبِينَ سَبِيلُ الْمُجِرِمِينَ.
Next is the word فَرِيقَ, and it means a party or a group. We see it used in this example.
أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ.
Next is جَمِيع and أَجْمَعِينَ, and they mean all and everybody. And we see them used in these examples.
أينما تكونوا يأتي بكم الله جميعا قل فلله الحجة البالغة فَلَوْ شَاءَ لَهَدَاكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ.
Next is ism, and it means name, like in these examples.
ولكل أمة جعلنا منسكا ليذكروا اسم الله على ما رزقهم.
And if you want to learn more about Hamzat Wasl and how you're supposed to pronounce it, make sure to check out this lesson in which I explain all the rules related to Hamzat Wasl and Hamzat Al-Qat'a. Next is the word سواء, and it means the same or straight. We see it used in these examples.
إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون.
And finally is the word صاحب, and the plural is أصحاب, and it means companion or inmate. And we see them used in these examples.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار.
And finally, and as usual, don't forget to check out the description for the PDF file of this lesson, as well as the printable version for those who want to print it out. And also check out our Memrise page to properly learn the vocabulary and also test yourself. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.